A few years ago, I invested in personal styling services, and I chose the stylist that I worked with. Shout out to Next Level Wardrobe. I chose them because of their method. Their entire focus is on investing in high quality pieces that are classic and will last for a long time. And I really, really loved that. It has worked. It has been true to what they've promised. And on top of that, I found the need to add, you know, a sandal or something like that into my footwear wardrobe recently. So I invested in a pair of Coach wedges and I thought they were super cute, ordered them online. I have no issues with ordering stuff online these days. They showed up and I just was disappointed. They were not quite the right color and they really didn't feel that great when I put them on. And so needless to say, they're going back, but I'm telling you this story because it's all about getting your return on investment. These shoes were not the right fit for me, especially at a high price tag. But how many times have we invested work into doing something or invested in a coach or consultant or course or a program and just didn't feel like we got what we wanted out of it? So today we are talking about 6 ways to leverage your spoken image strategy to make sure that you get an ROI on the time that you are putting into this strategy. Let's get started.
Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and Thought Leadership Consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it.
In our last episode, we talked all about how to develop your spoken image strategy. If you haven't listened to episode 35 and you want to develop that strategy, go back, listen to the episode. You'll get tons out of it. One thing that came to mind after, though, is a lot of times I have invested in different courses and programs and things like that, and I just didn't feel like I got out of it what I wanted to. So I didn't feel like I got the ROI. And when it comes to your spoken image strategy, whether you're investing in someone to help you, like myself, go to semiconventional.com, or if you're doing it on your own, you still want a return on the investment of your time. And so today's episode is all about leveraging that spoken image strategy. So we're going to talk about 6 ways that you can do that. The first place that I want you to think about using your spoken image is networking events. At a networking event, whether it is in person or online, or even just something in Slack or an app, you can utilize your refined talking points and your personal brand messaging to make impactful connections. This really helps to leave a memorable impression when you have a strong spoken image. That then leads you to much more meaningful professional relationships and opportunities. For myself, I can speak to this. Every time I introduce myself at a networking event, and I have a big one coming up next week, I am floored at how many times people introduce themselves and ramble on and on and on. And at the end of it, I don't even know what they do. And that's something I'm really passionate about helping people with because I know how important that is in a networking environment. So when I introduce myself at networking events, again, I modify this depending on who I'm talking to and what the event's like. But I have a very quick one-liner that I use, and it tells people what I do in just a quick minute. And if they want to get to know me more, then we can go more in depth. For example, one of my one-liners that I'll use is, "Hey, I'm April. I'm a spoken image consultant, and I work with clients to speak up with confidence." Simple as that, right? But if somebody is like, "Oh, that sounds like public speaking. Oh, let me learn more about what you do." And it just opens up all these conversational threads that we've talked about on this podcast, right? The next place to use your spoken image strategy is in keynote speeches. You can apply the strategy to deliver compelling keynote speeches that really resonate with an audience and establish yourself as an authority in your industry. And that can lead to invitations to speak at more events, increased visibility and credibility, or potentially even clients from people that are sitting in the audience. When I work with clients on their keynote speeches, we start with their spoken image strategy and think about what it is they want to be known for, what they want to focus on, and then what are the three pillars. And then we develop the keynote. The keynote does not come first. So it's really, really valuable to use in a keynote speech or signature talk or whatever it is that you want to call it. But it's really helpful to have that as a baseline and make sure that you are speaking clearly about that main topic you're so passionate about. The third area to use your spoken image strategy is in sales pitches. You can use the enhanced communication skills that you've developed to deliver a persuasive sales pitch that aligns with the brand or the person's identity and values. Now, an effective spoken image strategy can directly contribute to higher conversion rates and business growth. I am not promising that you're going to become a millionaire off your spoken image strategy. However, if you use your strategy appropriately, you have no income cap. You can do whatever it is that you need to do, and your sales pitch is a part of that long-term growth for your business, for your career. I also think about a sales pitch this way. When you go to a retail environment, they have a sales script that they're following, right? And that script is there for a reason. It's to keep them on task. It's to keep them focused. It's to keep them pitching the product that the company is most invested in at that moment in time. Now, most of those sound really spammy because they're written broadly for, you know, a really wide audience. I don't want you to do that. And I'm not saying to script your sales pitch. But when you have that spoken image strategy to refer back to, your sales pitch becomes so much easier, right? And again, look back to the episode with Selena Guerrero, where we talked all about sales and speaking. And it's such a good episode to get you much more comfortable with the empathic side of sales. And your spoken image strategy can help you to give focus in those sales pitches. The fourth area where you can use this strategy is in team leadership or meetings. With a strategy in place, you are going to improve your internal communication within your team or at a company meeting, right? Or even if you're in a client meeting. Anytime you are talking with a group of people, you'll have a clear and confident spoken image to inspire and motivate whoever is in that room with you, whether it's employees or clients or contacts, right? It improves your team cohesion if you are working in a small group and enhances your overall organizational effectiveness when you're working with a group of people. Now, even if you're a corporate employee, having a spoken image strategy can help because you have a role and a function within that company that you're working at. And that role and function is not always super clear to everybody else, right? Think about other people you work with. Do you really understand their jobs? Chances are you probably don't, right? It's always one of those like, I know what I do, they know what they do. We don't really know what each other does in many, many companies. So having a strategy behind what you're sharing and how you're sharing it and with whom you're sharing it can be really, really effective when you are talking in a team environment. The fifth place to use this strategy is one of my favorites, media appearances. Now, when we think of media appearances, a lot of times we think, oh, well, I'm not going on like the Today Show or something like that. But preparing for interviews, whether that's a podcast interview or any other type of media, it is giving you a consistent and polished spoken image when you have a strategy behind it. And that can enhance public perception, client perception, it can build trust with the audience, and it drives your brand and personal recognition. Now, I don't know about you, but when I am talking with a group, especially if I'm being interviewed for anything, whether that's, you know, a podcast is probably most common. If I'm being interviewed, it's really, really helpful to have that one main idea that I talk about all the time and those three pillars of what I'm talking about within that main idea, because then all of my stories, all of the questions, I can relate it back to those three pillars. And then in all of these different environments, you have a consistent, you have a cohesive message. Now, last on our list for today, certainly not least, and certainly not last in the world, but the last one we're talking about today is online webinars and workshops. Whether you are hosting a webinar or workshop, or just you're a part of one, maybe a co-host, maybe you're on a panel, that workshop environment is a great place to use and hone your spoken image strategy. The strategy can really help in delivering content a lot more effectively, right? It helps you to engage your audience and establish a reputation as a thought leader in your industry, in your area of expertise, right? Because now you have all of this content that fits seamlessly together across one main idea, right? And it's a broad idea. That main topic of what you're talking about is usually a very broad topic. And that's why your three pillars are so important. You can be super specific on ideas, examples, analogies, stories, and all the content within your three pillars, but know that they fit together in one cohesive idea. So when you're delivering a webinar or a workshop, it is so helpful to have this strategy in place. All the questions that you get, all of the things that you're talking about, everything you're planning out for this workshop then falls into place because you already have the strategy for what it is you're talking about. Now it's a matter of what should that look like? What other types of engagement activities are we adding in, right? All of that stuff is super, super seamless when you follow the strategy. Now, a little bonus that I was just thinking about on top of the six ways to use your spoken image strategy is that when you have this strategy in place and you know how all of your topics and your ideas all fit together, it helps you to think on your feet. So when you get a question, when you're at a networking event or when you're being interviewed, or when you're talking on a sales call and somebody asks you something that's a little bit out of the blue, or maybe is a little bit off topic from what you normally would talk about, you have this Rolodex of ideas. If you know what a Rolodex is, I might be aging myself, but you have this Rolodex of ideas that you can think back through of all this content within your three pillars, right? And now you can refer back to your strategy to say, how does this question relate to what I want to talk about and what I want to be known for? And that helps you to just think on your feet and be able to answer that question seamlessly and with ease. And then you look super polished. You look like you know exactly what it is you're talking about at all times. And it helps to really drive the perception that you're going for in any type of environment. Now, as I said on our last episode, I'm working on something that I think you're really going to love when it comes to helping you with your spoken image strategy. Now, if you are like me and you really like having someone to bounce ideas off of and really work through things together, because sometimes when we're thinking about our own stuff, we're so in our heads that we don't always see it from an outsider's perspective, it's a really hard thing to do. And so what I am offering for clients this month is a spoken image strategy session. And this includes a personalized strategy call where we work one-on-one to delve into the heart of your spoken image goals. We will look at your current approach and align on what those core pillars are to streamline your talking points and ensure that every word that you speak drives your vision forward. After that strategy call, you'll have 2 weeks of nonstop support. After we go through your one-on-one call, a lot of times things come up. I told you I like for you to marinate on it, to simmer with these ideas. So 2 weeks worth of unlimited support via Voxer or Messenger. That way we can send audio messages back and forth. It doesn't have to be right in that moment because linking up schedules can be really hard, but it provides you that direct access to me to give you guidance as you refine and implement your strategy. So whether you have questions, you need feedback, or you just want to bounce more ideas off, I'm here for 2 weeks after our call to help you navigate that process. Now, you don't need to be a public speaker, quote unquote, to gain value from a spoken image strategy. This service specifically is perfect for professionals and entrepreneurs that have upcoming speaking engagements or networking events and aspire to be impactful speakers at industry events or even just in their industry, right? If your wish is to focus and elevate a specific area of expertise in your business, this is for you. Again, your spoken image is more than just the words that you say. It's how you connect with your audience, with clients, to convey your expertise and leave a lasting impression. So this offer isn't just about refining your speaking skills. It's about aligning your message with your mission to create a meaningful impact. Go to semiconventional.com/spoken image to learn more and book a call with me. You don't want to miss what I'm offering this month. All the details are on the website. Again, semiconventional.com/spoken image. I will chat with you all soon. Till next time.
Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.